someone who you will be hearing from very, very shortly here. That was Rebecca Jean. And she's hanging out in the corner of the room, just ready to start talking here. But before we get to that, Brent Kirby, you heard, what did I play from him? Oh, Funny Photos. Wow. I didn't have it written down. It just totally threw me. Nate Jones, Another Night, and starting us off was Googie. It's Rock and Roll 101. Rebecca Jean, how are you?
Good. I'm still thinking about the name Googie.
And what do you think about it?
I just feel lame in comparison. I need to come up with a cooler name.
You don't have like an alter ego or something, or some kind of alter name?
Maybe in the past I did.
Was this given to you, or was this a self inflicted?
It was kind of both.
Okay. Well, hey, before we start, I would be remiss if I did not wish both Anthony and Rebecca a happy Dinkus Day.
I was waiting for it.
I know. So rude of me. It took like 30 seconds to do it.
Yeah. That's all
right. You celebrating?
Yeah, by hanging out in the studio with Jason and Anthony at WJCU.
So no traditional Dinkus Day celebrations for you.
Well, this is the annual visit to WJCU, first year in counting.
That's good, and you did finally make it down, so that's a good thing. Everybody has a hard time getting down here, that's for sure. But you, of course, are not here to talk about a Polish Easter. You are here to talk about what you have going on this Friday. Why don't you tell everyone what's going on?
I'm gonna play a country show at the Beachland Tavern with Holly Go Lightly.
Now, have you played with her before?
No. We have tried to make this happen before, but I can't remember exactly what happened. It was like a couple years ago, maybe. She was coming to town and then I think got rerouted or there was a flood or something and the show got canceled. So I didn't, or maybe she just changed her mind and didn't have the heart to tell me. And then now I have blossomed, and so she's into it once again. But this is my first time playing with her.
Well, if that is the case, that's very nice of you to forgive her. And this is going to be a great show. Have you seen a Holly Go Lightly show before?
This will be my first. I can't wait.
Yeah, I've gone to one, and I've had friends go to many, and they say it's like nothing else. So this Friday at the Beachland, it should be quite the party. What time are doors? 7:30 are doors, I believe, is what I just saw.
Took the words right out of my mouth.
See, you were about to say it. You were right there. You're right on the cusp. But yeah, so very good. Well, of course, we just heard a track from your latest album. This is quite a interesting album. I listened to it twice through, like I told you, and there are parts of it that are just I could just see myself in front of a fireplace, just, you know, chilling, cigar, glass of whiskey, just, you know, loving it, chilling back. And then there's other parts of it where I'm ready to just like jump through because it's just, you've got the full band, you've got everybody, you know, you've got that big sound. So quite the difference there in some of these tunes.
Yeah. Well, it's actually not only my latest album, but my one and only album. And I feel like you kind of find that a lot with first records that they're like, you know, you started writing a while back and then you decide to make a record. And so it's this conglomeration of, you know, several years perhaps of your life, you know, when like maybe you were listening to different people at different times and writing different kinds of music. So it kind of runs the gamut.
What is the, I don't want to say oldest, but what is the song that you first wrote that is on that album? I guess it goes the farthest back.
My first answer that's coming to mind, I'm pretty sure this is accurate, is the song we're about to play, actually.
Okay.
I remember it being the first country song I wrote, quite by accident. So
you were talking about Still Waters.
Yes.
Okay. And I told you before we even start talking, this one's my favorite tune. So you want to play it live for
Nothing
us here?
Nothing to live up to there.
Rebecca Jean here on Neo Rocks.
One, two, one.
Rebecca Jean here on Neil Rocks. That definitely lived up to the CD for sure. That was incredible.
Thank you very much.
Good stuff.
I would have really had a hard time living up to anything if I didn't have this fine young guitar player with me.
Anthony, say hello to the world.
Hello, world.
They're waving back. You just can't see them. It's okay. So how long have you two been playing together now?
I think the first show Anthony played with me was it on my CD release? Or around that time?
Yeah, it was at the Beach Center.
2012.
Same place, Beach Tavern.
Yeah, same place that we're playing this Friday at the Beachland Tavern. So about a couple years, I guess.
Okay, we were talking. I asked you, you know, your sound is not what you would call an indigenous Cleveland sound, I guess, just based on, you know, again, you have a lot of southern and country roots here. And I asked you kind of what was going on, how the living situation was. You said, well, I've been living on the road basically the past year and a half, but you are now an official Northeast Ohioan, correct?
Yes. Okay. Yes, back to my roots.
Congratulations. Yes.
Thank you. It feels good.
So, I mean, you were on tour and you went through lots of cities, and I ask this from everybody who has gone on tour like that. What do you see as far as Cleveland, what Cleveland has to offer with its music scene, you know, clubs such as the Beachland and the Grog Shop and, you know, all the great clubs in town, compared to all these other cities? What are the differences you've seen? What are the positives, I guess, that we have here going on?
Oh, man, I mean, just the sheer volume of musicians, you know. I mean, I was talking to a fellow from Illinois, and his son plays drums, and he said that he doesn't have anyone to play with. And I just was like, how? You know, like, you know, because I grew up, you know, within earshot of Cleveland. You know, I grew up in the suburbs.
Right.
And I mean, there's just so many musicians in this area. It's just very rich in that, and in, you know, all kinds of places to play, from coffee shops to good-sized venues. You know, I think something that we have that a lot of major cities don't have is a good small to mid-sized venue. You know, some places it's, you know, you're either at the dive bar or the big auditorium, mm-hmm. you know, and you know, the band that I was touring in, sometimes we'd get booked in a place that was way bigger than we were ready for, but we were outgrown. We had outgrown, you know, the smaller places, so it's kind of tough.
Do you have a favorite venue in Cleveland that you enjoy playing?
Ooh, no comment.
Okay, that's a yes. I'll talk to you off the air.
There's so many good places to play. There's many that I have yet to play. So, you know, really, it's a... I don't have a good sample, you know.
Well, how about the top place that you would like to play? What's top on your list?
Radio City Music Hall?
In Cleveland, I'm in.
Oh.
I mean, I don't blame you for that one at all. You know, hey, boom, you got it. Go for it. I'll try to make a call. We'll see what we can do.
Thanks, Jason. I'd appreciate that.
Do you have a favorite venue in town?
No. I could not possibly choose.
All right, very good. Well, of course, we're talking about your show coming up this Friday at the Beachland. It's going to be in the tavern, correct?
Yes.
Okay. It's going to be in the tavern. They can find out all the info that they need on
RebeccaJean.org or BeachlandBallroomAndTavern.com, I think is how they
They
do that.
I always get confused. I just type Beachland Ballroom and it usually pops up. But now... spelling of your name, it's not 100% traditional, I don't think.
Well, actually,
right. We talked about this. School me again, because I'm out of the loop here.
Well, I grew up in the Pentecostal church.
Okay.
So my parents modeled my name after the King James Version, which is R-E-B-E-K-A-H, and then Jean with a J.
And when you told me that last time, we were actually at Brothers at the 10x3, and I was so distracted, and I was like, wow, that's a really cool story. Then, boom, it just totally went over my head.
That's okay.
Yeah, so I apologize for that. So, RebeccaJean.org.
Yes.
Very good. And again, Beachland this Friday at 7:30 with the infamous Holly Golightly. You want to play another tune for me?
We could do that.
Okay. What are you thinking?
If it's all right, we'd like to play one that is not on the album.
Great.
song.
That will work. What's the name of the tune?
Working title is Fickle Girl.
This is a new one then.
Yeah.
Okay. Fickle Girl, Rebecca Jean and Anthony, here on Neo Rocks. Rebecca Jean here on Neo Rocks.
And this is Anthony Papaleo playing with me.
Papaleo. Mm-hmm. I would have screwed that up if you did not say that first. Very good stuff. What a cool tune.
Thanks, Jason.
Yeah. I like the title as well. And like I said, I also like the your album. The album.
Thank you.
Rebecca Jean, entitled Love May Be Real, But It Ain't Enough. That kind of hooked me, too, when I saw this. I knew I was going to listen to the whole thing, but I thought, wow, that's interesting. There's a story there.
Yeah.
So, again, you're playing the Beachland Tavern this Friday at 7:30. Where can people go, again, to hear more from you?
RebeccaJean.org.
Okay, RebeccaJean.org. And
I'm all over all the things that people use for music, like iTunes. Oh, can I say?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
All those things.
So you're on iTunes.
You can buy things, songs.
Are you on the Twitter?
I'm on the Twitter. I have a Twitter, and occasionally I post. Mostly I've been more about the Instagram, you know?
The kids
like
that.
What they say about pictures.
The kids like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, very good. Rebecca, Anthony, thank you both for coming down. Again, Rebecca Jean at the Beachland. This Friday night, we're going to play one more track from your album, Love I Had in Mind.
All right.
Okay, let's do it. Rebecca Jean here on Neo Rocks.
So good. How can you tell? see you.